don't know what the when the
Mitt
when
Romney.
he already did the main three things. Let's go into Nikias and a few other things. In Udabra Ata al Chatoim and Mitsuyim and Melovim Mechevras Bnei Odom Mekibitzam. He going to know as Dvarma Bona Sapon Machshol Saiver Beitza Mechilus Sino Nekima Shvois Dvar Sheker Chil Hashem. So, unbelievable idea. Nikias and Ben Adam Lachaveri. And these things come from a, again, we're trying to say that Nikias comes from not a battle, but rather undermining the Shirish. The Shirish doesn't attract you. So, just being Medayik's words, and we can go with each one by one. But the way he says it, Nadabra Hanoilodim, they come from what? Mechevras bnei ha'adam v'kibbutzam. To me, it's mashma from him that the Shirish HaDavar is being together with other people. Now, I don't think he means simply that that is the hechatimtsa how. Look, obviously, if you live on a desert island, you're not going to say Lashon Hara because you're going to say it too. I don't think he simply means that. I think that maybe what he means is that there's a certain desire to be part of the Olam. The desire to like be the guy. Oh, I'm a clever guy. I'm this guy. There's a desire that you to be socially accepted, socially part of the matzav. And as you say, to be chal. Wants to be chal. He's the guy, right? So that shoyrish is a very big weakness in a person. Why is that a weakness in a person? Because he's not independent enough to do the things which he feels is proper.
Lack of self-esteem.
Yeah, essentially. He's not strong enough to stand up for what he feels is correct. He needs the public approval.
We could figure out how to deal with self-esteem issues through that'd
Yeah.
be
No, but he's saying that that to the extent that the person is struck is in his shoyrish has not overcome that desire, he's not confident enough in himself, he's not in self-esteem. In his context, I think it's the concept of living with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's like a tzniyus almost. He's living with Hashem. Other people, yeah, no, people come and go. It doesn't really matter to me. I really couldn't care less, to be honest. This guy likes me, doesn't like me, because just he likes me today, he's not gonna like me tomorrow. You know. So the desire to find favor in the eyes of the Olam, to be part of the thing, that pushes a person to all sorts of these behaviors. So the shirish is to be, as Rabbi Yochum writes in B'Shem is to be Ha'adam Atzmai. Niska Hashem Levadoi Bayom Ahu. There's a certain midah of Levadoi, a certain midah of being an independent, to be a person that is able to live independently of the approval of others. It's a big story. He doesn't constantly need that. Okay, I'm only somebody, right? I'm only somebody because you told me I'm someone. When it's Abra'ata, so let's go through what he says. Al ha'chatoyim ha'metzuyim ha'neilodim mechevras bnei ha'adam v'kibbutzam. That comes from chevras bnei ha'adam and gathering together. Kugoyin, ha'inaz dvar, ha'inaz dvar. Why would you make fun of someone? Insult someone? You don't, because it matters to you. You know, you want to say a sharp line, etc. Habonas upon him. You're going to Malbim Pnechavir Brabim. Giving someone bad advice. because of my negius, rechilos, sina, nekima shua is dvar sheker rechil Hashem. Ki mi yomer nekisi mehem. Who said that I'm clean from that? Taharti me'ashma bam. Ki anfeim rabim v'dakim al mo'id asher ha'hazer b'hem Torah gadol. So I think that is a concept in the person, if they're not healthy in their own self-perception, so they feel the need, they feel constantly threatened by the other people. And if they constantly feel threatened by the other people, they're going to respond by putting down the other people, etc. And this all comes from that. If a person is Ha'adam Atzmoy, if a person understands his position, Klape Ribbono Shel Olam, he understands his position that he's given his unique role, he has to impress only Hashem and nobody else. Nobody else could take away from him anything. Then at that point, many of the Bin Adam L'Chaver challenges will fall off. It's a deep concept, per se.
He's Chazar.
What?
And he's Chazar.
Yeah.
I would agree.
That's the idea. So let's go one by one. Einas dvarim bechlala. Einas dvarim is basically insulting someone. Hu ledaber b'fnei chaver levad sheyevush mimenu. You speak to someone in a way that you're embarrassing him. Koshkin ha'amir b'fnei rabim, for sure if it's in front of other people. Davar sheyevush boy. Again. Well, you're putting him down for the sake of, putting away his threat to you. Or lasses le maisa she yigrum le she yevash or embarrassing him. Huma she omu perk azov im haya bal tshuva. Someone's about tshuva le yorim alo. You shouldn't say to him, zuchor maasecha rishonim. Right? Like imagine you're learning with a chavrusa. And you're learning with a chavrusa sugya about certain fish that are kosher or not kosher. And you're arguing and learning. I hold like this, you hold like that, and then you say to them, "Yeah, I hear why. Maybe you're right. After all, you've eaten these fish before. I never did." So you're putting him down based on it, right? You're
It was like
using.
Reish Lakish had that exact thing happen when he accused him, when he asked him about being a thief. Isn't that how it went?
Come in.
Yeah, with Rabdechla.
Yeah.
Yeah, with uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. So now you're finding what Einas Dvarim means, by the way, is that you're finding a nekuda where that person is vulnerable. And you are highlighting his vulnerability. It's not stop insulting someone. I don't like your nose. I mean, unless his nose is where he's vulnerable. But the point is that the point of Einas Dvarim is finding a nekuda where the other person is vulnerable and highlighting it to bring out his vulnerability. Why? Because you want to take advantage of that vulnerability. And you want to place yourself on top of him. So if you stop insulting someone for no reason, but that's not normally the case. I don't think that's what happens. What happens is like the case I gave. You're in the middle of something, and in order to put yourself up, you find where he's vulnerable and bring him down there in that spot. But again, I think that the shayrish is, why is he threatening you? You have your own self-worth. So then be nucky in that. Develop your own self-worth. Develop the fact that all that matters is if Hashem likes you or not. Well, then this guy doesn't make a difference. And then you'll be fine.
Famous Rabbi Dr. Prisky, and it's a little different than the rest.